If you would turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, we're going to be in a few places tonight. That's one of the main sections we're going to be looking at tonight. It's always interesting after last week. You know, last week is kind of like a mountaintop experience for us. You know, where like when Elijah did battle against the Baal worshippers on top of Mount Carmel, and he had this amazing victory, and then he comes down from the mountain and things get really rough afterwards. And it's funny, you know, after a mountaintop experience like last week, we come to today and we're looking at the topic of faithfulness. It seems very appropriate. That's what we're called to. Because really, Saturday nights like this, this is our meat and potatoes. This is really where we grow. This is our normal everyday service, and this is what you will see. And we don't normally have as much trouble with the sound system, but great job by our team. They got it together in the last minute. We had monitors up there. Great job. Thank you very much. As you can see by your outline, we are going to study faithfulness tonight. We have been on a mission to find freedom. We want to find freedom in our lives. We want to find a functional life, what Jesus called in John 10:10, life to the full. We have been on that mission by looking at the fruits of the Spirit and finding that the more we grow the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, the more mature we get spiritually, we will find freedom. We'll find that life that God is calling us to. Our faithfulness, as we arrived at this trait tonight, our faithfulness to God will directly coincide with our level of peace and our level of assurance and our level of functionality in life. Sure, we will have ups and downs, there's no doubt about that. We will have trials, we will have temptations, but simply put, and I don't believe this is on the side screen, but I put it on your outline, the closer to God you are, the better your life will be. The closer you are to God, the better your life will be. And the converse is true as well. The further from God you are, the more vulnerable to dysfunction you are. The further from God you are, the more vulnerable to dysfunction you are. So, let's go back to our foundational verse that started this whole thing in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And it says this, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit that Paul lists. It is not an exhaustive list, as men found out in men's group. Tonight, though, we want to focus on faithfulness. I want to show you a verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So if you open to Hebrews, you can go to chapter 11. We'll look at verse 6. It doesn't matter if your version, your translation, is different than the one I have up on the screen. I use all kinds of different translations. Hopefully, I usually pick the one I believe makes it the most clear for you. Here we go, Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, talking about faithfulness here, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Gang, I want to throw this in as a side note. I really wrote this into my notes last minute because I felt like God wanted me to say this. The converse is also true here. Though he will reward those who earnestly seek him, he will also correct those. He will correct those who are not being faithful. He will correct those who are not doing what he's called them to do. Those are going down a wrong path. He will correct them. How he does that, I don't know. He has all kinds of ways that he can do that, but something to be looking for in your life. And that's from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, Proverbs 3, verse 12, Proverbs 3, verse 19. We have that as well. Now, we have come to a fruit of the Spirit that we are told right here in this verse in Hebrews 11 that we must have this verse if we are to, we must have this trait if we are to please God. We must have faithfulness in our life if we are to please God. I would have us also consider the truth that without faith, it is impossible to find freedom and to find peace, which is an offshoot of faithfulness. We will not find peace, and we will not find the freedom we're looking for unless we are faithful. Now, faithfulness is described as a firm devotion to God, dependability to carry out responsibilities, and a conviction that God is working and acting on one's behalf. Now, Westbridge, we talk a lot about faithfulness. In fact, faithfulness was really one of the things we talked about last week at our anniversary service. So tonight, I want to look at a different facet of faithfulness, and let's focus on how we can actually develop faithfulness and grow it in our lives, and in turn, bring about the freedom that we're talking about, and please God, as Hebrews 6 tells us. Let me give credit where credit is due here. I don't want to steal people's information. Much of my understanding of the fruits of the Spirit, much of my learning and the explanations I'd offer to you, much of it has come to me from one of my favorite Bible teachers, Beth Moore. I want to give her credit. A lot of these thoughts are her. She's way smarter than me, so I steal as much as I can from her. The stories are mine. She never fought fire. So any firefighter stories are mine, all right? Now, when it comes to faithfulness, we need to understand this, that our God is a through God. Our God is a through God. Point one tonight, God's MO, God's method of operation is to take us through. Let me explain. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. We're already in chapter 11, so let's look down at 32. Here's what Paul wrote. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets who, now underline this word, who through faith conquered kingdoms, through faith enforced justice, through faith obtained promises, through faith stopped the mouths of lions, through faith quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, and through faith became mighty in war, and through faith put foreign enemies to flight. Each of these stories, each of these wonders, each of these victories came by people who were faithful to go through what God called them to go through. Gang, our faithfulness that we want is designed to take us through a situation. It is there for us inside of a battle. This verse does not say that it was with faith. It doesn't say because of faith. It talks about them going through with faith. For me, I've often lived this idea of going through with God even 29 years ago. When I first came onto the fire department, they gave me that. That's what's left of my original helmet from 29 years ago. I've had several since then. This one's been compromised and was taken out of service a long time ago. They stole all the face shields. But 29 years ago, I painted something you can barely see on the side of this helmet. 29 years ago, before I ever went to my first fire, I painted Isaiah 43:2. I painted Isaiah 43:2 because it was that verse that I wanted to remember about going through fires with Jesus Christ and God. So many times, gang, we look for God to save us from. We look for God to deliver us from a battle, deliver us from going into a fire. But more times than not, God wants to take us through. Our walk with God must mature. It must mature to where we associate faith and faithfulness with going through a trial, not avoiding a trial. Look at Isaiah 43, the verse I painted on my helmet. Here it is. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Here it comes. Ready? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. In my verse, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Gang, we will all have those times that we want to be delivered from a crushing situation or an overwhelming season in our life. But instead of being delivered from it, God stands in front of us and says, you must go through. You must fight this fight. You must weather this storm. You must travel through this darkness. Faith is the attribute that will power you to grab Jesus by the hand and say, okay, let's go. Lead me through this, Jesus. And he does. Gang, faith and being faithful is all about going through. It doesn't take any faith at all to go around. When I was in high school, I took college preparatory classes. That's what we called them when I was there. I don't know what they call them today. College prep. But I refused, absolutely refused, to go through the SAT testing process. I never took a PSAT. I never took an SAT. And the reason was, I believed in my heart that if I took those tests, there would be concrete evidence that I was stupid. I didn't have the faith to go through that process. And I didn't care what it would cost me. I didn't care. I didn't care what I would be missing out on educationally. I refused to be faithful to go through what God was asking me to go through. And that refusal to go through that situation with God cost me 15 years postponement before entering college. The truth is, I, to this day, have never gone through the SAT testing process. I got around it somehow. But what if I had been faithful? What if I had been faithful by going through that SAT process 15 years earlier? 15 more years I would have had with my Bible degree. Let me put this in perspective for you. I did wind up getting my Bible degree in 2001. That's 14 years now that I have had it. But I could have had it 15 years before that. I could have doubled my time as a pastor. Westbridge could just have celebrated its 29th anniversary, not its 14th. I didn't take faith to go through what God put right in front of me. The takeaway on this point is this: adopt a through mindset and lose a from mindset and lose a from mindset. Gang, we must adopt the mindset that I will go through when God calls me to go through. And I'll lose this mindset that I must be delivered from any and all things that God would put me through. Point two. Kingdom work, gang, is accomplished in the through. When we go through, kingdom work is accomplished. When we go through for a reason. Gang, the fight for faithfulness is a spiritual one. We see circumstances that seem hopeless, and we see no reason to go through anything. But God wants us to see his mighty hand working. We feel humiliated. We feel embarrassed. We feel ashamed. God, in the through that he wants to take us through, wants us to feel forgiveness, wants us to find hope and confidence. We can even believe that we are stronger, and we can even convince ourselves that we are more competent and more ready than we really are. And we don't require any of this going through that God wants to take us through. Look at Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 18. Now this is after Israel has spent 400 years. They spent 400 years as captives and slaves of Egypt. But then Moses came along. Moses, through all the plagues, procured Israel's freedom. And he procured Israel's release from Egypt. And here's what it says. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds, and they might return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. We know what's going to happen there. Thus the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. You want to call your attention to that last phrase first. We see in this passage that Israel left Egypt ready for battle. Now what the Hebrew word there is actually chamash. Chamash, and it means this. It means that they are harnessed for battle. The King James translation uses just that word. It says the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. What that means is that they went with their new freedom. They left with swords strapped on them. They went with shields in their hand. They went with helmets on their head. Israel thought that they could take on the world, and they thought they could beat anyone. After all, they just got Egypt to surrender to their demands. God, on the other hand, says that Israel is not anywhere near ready to take on the giants that they will face. So much so that God refuses to lead Israel on the shortest path to the promised land, and instead, he takes them on a through. You're going to go through the wilderness. Gang, it is in this wilderness, it is this whole experience of going the long cut, that God will increase Israel's faith. One of the greatest faith experiences of all time will happen when Israel goes through the wilderness following God's cloud by day. One of the greatest growth pieces for Israel will be when they go through the wilderness and they are chased by the Egyptian army and have their backs to the Red Sea. When they go through the whole process of following the pillar of fire and seeing it block Israel's path, Egypt's path. And then eventually Israel goes through the Red Sea, which God had parted for them. You see, Israel's faithfulness would grow, but it would be by taking the long cut through the wilderness with God. Gang, the shortest route is not always the best route for us. I remember when I got my first GPS, I got a TomTom, and you stuck it on your windshield. I had that thing, and I remember getting it, and you get it, you got to set some settings to tell it who you are and where you're at, and they want to know some default settings. And one of the decisions was choosing what type of route I wanted to be my default route, what it would always go to. My default route, that was easy. I knew what I wanted, I know what it wanted to be. I wanted the shortest possible route that would get me there yesterday without any sightseeing and without any hassles. That's what I wanted, and that's what I set that GPS for. Just get me there on the shortest route. And then one day, later on, I needed to get out to Long Island. I'm probably going out to get a motorcycle part or something. And I used my TomTom GPS. I plugged it in. I told it where I needed to go out in Long Island. And I hit the button for go. I said, here I go. And I started out. Unfortunately, I didn't check to see what that route entailed. Unbelievably, to this day, I still can't believe this, that shortest route took me through Times Square in Manhattan in rush hour. Do you know what Times Square or Manhattan is like in rush hour? But that was the shortest route to get me to where I wanted to go to in Long Island. Because the shortest route, gang, is not always the best route. And gang, God does not set our growth on the quickest, easiest path. Instead, God sets our growth path on whichever path will mature us spiritually, on whichever path will drive us closer to Him, on whichever path will accomplish His kingdom's agenda through us. Faithfulness causes us to say, Lord, I will go through this knowing You are using it, maybe for my benefit, maybe for the benefit of someone else, or maybe simply for the advancement of Your kingdom's plan. Gang, faithfulness does not equate, or faithful does not equate hard with bad. Faithfulness does not always see hard as bad, because hard doesn't always mean bad. I have witnessed firsthand the cure for leukemia. I've watched it. And let me tell you, it's hard. And it's long, but it's not bad. Instead, it will eventually grow you healthy. Faithfulness does not equate hard with bad. Parents who have grateful, pleasant, respectful children do not associate the hard work of shepherding with bad. Hard doesn't mean bad to an athlete. Hard doesn't mean bad to an engineer. And hard doesn't mean bad to anyone who has celebrated a 50-year wedding anniversary. Hard doesn't always mean bad. Instead, it means growth, innovation, and understanding. The takeaway on this point is this. Westbridge, do not make your spiritual default setting shortest route. Do not make your spiritual default setting shortest route. The Israelites were not ready to take on the Philistines. They were not ready. There's much in our lives that God wants to prepare us for, but we need to go through refining fires and times in the wilderness to get there. Faithfulness, this attribute, this trait, this fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness says, I get it. I get that. I get that God knows best and wants to accomplish something even when I don't see any possible good coming from it. Faithfulness says, you are God and I am not. So I will be faithful in this process of going through. Last point, point three. There is always a reward at the end of through. There is always a reward at the end of through. Back to our original verse, Hebrews 11, chapter 6. And without faith, faithfulness, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and here it is, and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. We know God wants to use through periods in our life. But gang, they lead us to a finish. They do lead us to a completion. That completion is a promise fulfilled. It is another step closer to God. It is whatever blessing He saw for us from the beginning when we entered into that through period. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Gang, there is more than the through we walked in. The more that God has for us is waiting for us on the other side of the through that He's taken us to. There was healing. There was healing and a new love for life waiting for the leukemia patient on the other side of through. There is a knowledge of security for the financially destitute on the other side of through. There is a renewed opportunity waiting for the broken marriage on the other side of through. There is freedom waiting for the one who can finally forgive on the other side of through. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Faithfulness, Westbridge, will mean focusing your eyes beyond the through. Focus your eyes beyond the through, just like Jesus did. Hebrews 12, verse 2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Jesus, who because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. The Revised New International Version says, it was because of the joy he was looking forward to. Because of the joy he was looking forward to. Takeaway number three is keep your eyes beyond the through. Our goal for this series is to find freedom. Freedom from the chains that tie us to dysfunction. Freedom from the chains that tie us to depression. Freedom from the chains that tie us to anxiety and gloom. Well, gang, faithfulness is a freedom finder. Is it easy? No. It's not always easy. It's hard sometimes, but hard isn't bad. But that hard is nothing compared to the weight of the chains of hopelessness and the chains of despair and the chains of exasperation. And we have all seen what that looks like. I'm going to ask the band worship leaders to come back. And allow me to close by letting God speak to you. I will let God speak to you through his written word. This is God's letter to you, calling you to stay on course with faithfulness. This is God's letter to you that he wrote, his words about taking you through. And it is his promise to be faithful to those who are going through. Psalm 91. Verses 14 through 16. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. God calls us through. He can't make it more clear what his end of the bargain is on going through. Would you stand and worship with us one last time? Lord, I pray that you would help each of us to know that faithfulness to you will lead us to freedom. It will lead us to a peace of mind. Even though we go through, we know we are going through with you. We know there is a reason because you have promised there is a reason for us to go through. And we know that there is a reward waiting at the other end. And I pray that you help each of us to be faithful to what you've called us to. Each of us has our thorn in the flesh, you said. And I pray that you'd help each of us to be faithful, grow that maturity inside of us, that when we hear faithfulness or called to be faithful, we associate it with going through with you. We leave ourselves in your hands. Amen. See you next week, 7 o'clock.